As I said, my father grew up in Summerfield, which is more out in the country. Mm-hmm. So well, I'm sure, I don't know how authentic that would make your interview, mm-hmm. but they would certainly have more disinformation than I. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I was bored stiff with old things.
Uh-huh.
And now they intrigue me. I'll go out of my way to take a country road, you know, to the beach or something. Mm-hmm. But,
to call the cows in, no? Did you ever have a horse or ride horses?
Yes, I did ride. Mm-hmm. I never had one of my own.
Okay, well, you would know how to get the horse to go.
Right, right.
You what do you say to it?
I would just, I didn't ride that much. I would just kick it, yo.
Mm-hmm. What about to stop?
Oh no, I think yo was to stop. I have no idea what I told him to go.
Okay.
I think I just gave him a kick.
If we're bad, that would do it. Okay. Alright. What kinds of pans do you have to cook in?
Now,
mm-hmm.
I have cast iron and I have some Teflon.
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you call that black one right over there?
Well, that would be the cast iron type.
Mm-hmm. Cast iron what?
Cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. What do other people call it?
Frying pan.
Okay, yeah, my mother always, yeah, frying pan. Right.
Yeah, skillet. Would you ever call it a skillet?
No, but I have heard other people call it a skillet, but no, I haven't.
Okay.
Frying pan.
Okay.
The South has changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really has.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that made me leave was because I could not stand the mentality here. I just had to see how other people live.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighborhood that we live in now is a very atypical Southern community. There are people here from all over mm-hmm. in this particular area.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the things I really like.
Yeah, yeah. And so Atlanta is definitely that way.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
But yet, I hate to see the Southern charm disappear, and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a lot of that's really what the study's about, mm-hmm. you know, to see how much of the mm-hmm. old ways and things that people still know about, mm-hmm. you know. So, it really, really has a, I know a lot of it, I didn't know, you know, I had to learn all the stuff when I started on this project, because I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta, so,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same,
yeah.
same thing. What would you call the cloth that you used to wash the dishes with?
I have never used a cloth to wash dishes. I have always used a sponge or a Brillo pad.
Okay. What about to dry them?
I don't dry dishes. I put them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
But now my parents used to wash and dry their own dishes. They have a dishwasher now, so that's... I think I have heard the term wash rag used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know those big bags made out of burlap?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Sack.
Just a sack.
Okay. Well, that's what I would call it a burlap bag now, but I did hear it called a sack
uh-huh.
when I was growing up.
Okay.
So, is that what you want, what I would call it now, or what I have for it?
Either one.